University of Cincinnati professor Richard Harknett says think of the internet as an iceberg. Most people only see the tip. It's when you go deep into what's known as the dark web do you delve into a world of anonymity. It's accessed by a different browser known as Tor. Harknett, a cybersecurity expert, says there are some good reasons why people use the dark web, like dissidents who are suppressed by their government and want to engage in free speech.
So we see democratic reformers in autocratic societies using the dark web to get around the censorship and, in some cases, state police apparatus that exists in more authoritarian states.
Others access social media in the dark web because they live in countries where they're blocked from those sites. Last year, Facebook said the number of people accessing it in the dark web was 1 million a month. Journalists also use the dark web to communicate with anonymous sources. The New York Times, for example, has a lockbox there.
At least in some of these cases, if you're engaged in investigation against drug cartels, for example, you know, you'd like to protect your identity. But it also gives journalists, some capacity, again, relative to state authority.
Like in Mexico, where the government is targeting human rights lawyers and journalists who have been investigating it, and the government is hacking into their cell phones. There are times when somebody could want medical advice they might not feel comfortable asking their family physician about. Oftentimes, this centers around drug use. Spanish doctor Fernando Caudivia goes by Dr. X and began offering advice on the dark web in 2013. Reportedly, in just 3 months, he got 600 questions and 50,000 visits to his site. Caudivia talked to WVXU via Skype.
People ask about health to their doctors, but they are afraid of talking about drugs with doctors because they are feared to be judged. But people who take drugs have questions and they care about their health, and they ask questions related with drugs and health. I mean, they ask about dosification of drugs, patterns of use, combinations. If I suffer from a determined illness, I mean, if I am diabetic or I have asthma, what happens if I take this drug or this other drug?
Dr. X says the advice he offers on the dark web is an extension of his NGO, Energy Control International. It accepts samples of drugs worldwide to see trends in toxicity. He says the dark web is a place to offer help and could be key.
I think the dark web is the end of the drug war against drugs. I mean, there is a system in which people can buy drugs, and it's much better than in the streets. I mean, you have no contact with dealers, you have no contact with violence. Qualities in general are good, and dark web marketplaces they give some kind of regulation to the drugs markets. I mean, the drug market is in hand of criminals, okay, and dark web gives some degree of control.
The Tor browser was built by the U.S. Naval Research Lab to support government spying operations. Professor Harknett says now it's a balancing act.
Better encryption leads to better security, but it also then enables the use of it by malignant groups, criminals, etc., to get around law enforcement.
Harknett says, how do you find the balance? He thinks the future is in greater public discussion of this. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.